Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Naked Shaman. Tonight you're going to have two Naked Shamans.
That's
I'm
right.
I'm Nicky Garcia, and I'm joined by my good friend David Tucros. And, you know, this show is about shamanism. It's about metaphysics. It's about being holistic. It's a little bit about exposing the world that we know, some of us, as being, you know, the way it is. Sometimes being in the metaphysical community, we see the world in a much different light than how the people around us see it. But some of us started there. Some of us began there. Some of us were in that darkness, in that shadow. And then we moved from it back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And I invited David on the show tonight because I kind of wanted somebody to throw some things on, you know, and talk about, and somebody to come by. And my friend Ananda might show up a little bit later. But those of you who are watching the news at any level or at any degree probably are aware of things that are happening here in the United States. There are some really amazing events taking place. And Dave and I talked about it on our show last night. Right, David?
That's right. Yeah. Just taking a look out in the landscape of America and really the world, but the landscape of America, especially now with the political season upon us, We've seen a lot of events unfolding, and some of them are kind of disturbing, some of them are kind of comical and amusing, but very different feeling from a lot of at least the more recent campaigns that I've been through.
Absolutely. You know, some of you are probably wondering, what in the heck is going on out there, Iggy? What's going on out there, David? I mean, I'm in the love and light. Well, how is this possible? How can this possibly be happening? How could Donald Trump be the front runner of the GOP? And how can Hillary Clinton be the front runner of the Democratic Party? You know, there's a lot of us saying it's evil, it's bad, and it's, you know, it's terrible. You know, at first glance, it's probably a shocker. And we're all probably going, it's just going to be a phase. It's just going to pass. Well, I think we're past the phase of shockness now. I think we're starting to go, whoa, what happened? Well, what's going on? Would you agree?
Yeah, at least that's how I feel. You know, when Donald Trump first announced his candidacy, I thought it was just a joke, you know, because everyone and their brother would seem like they were coming out and announcing they were going to run for president, quote unquote, you know. I even had a little fun with it, too, and started my own little campaign. And you know, but as time rolls on, he gained some traction. He started connecting with something out there in the American psyche that wasn't being addressed by traditional candidates. I think he tapped into some anger. He tapped into some dissatisfaction with the way things are and the feeling like there was nobody in Washington, D.C. that had any kind of grip on what was really happening with people. Not that Donald Trump, who's a multimillionaire, has a lot of experience pumping his own gas or scanning his own groceries at you know, at Kroger or whatever, but there's something about what he was saying, you know, the fact that he was just so brash and unashamedly, you know, just saying things out of his mouth that, you know, people were thinking, some people were thinking anyway, and he tapped into that, and he just grew and grew, and it is what it is. You know, you go to his rallies and people are getting beat up or tossed out of there just for looking different or dressing different. It's not the America that I grew up in, that's for sure. And it's reminiscent of another country that it's turned towards fascism, you know, through some similar means of labeling certain minorities as to blame and, you know, building walls and, you know, just, I don't know. It's hard to decide sometimes whether it's just rhetoric and he's just keeps saying the same things because people like to hear that, or if he really believes that, you know. And I think that's what has people scared, is they don't know how to take him. People who are outside of his camp just don't know whether he's really going to achieve this and become the president or not. And it's scary.
Yeah, no matter what happens, there's change upon us. And I know that. I'm going to bring on our good friend, Ananda, and she's going to share her insights on how she's looking at this completely from a whole different angle. A lot of spiritual people are really looking at it from a place of fear. And I'm really, for me, I'm really surprised, you know, because, you know, a lot of these people, you know, you think they would help push the flow the other way, you know, versus, you know, actually kind of, you know, pushing against it, you know, and, you know, with their banter going the opposite way. But like anything that I know in sports or politics, whatever, when you do that, you energize the other side. You get it good. So let's get Ananda on, because I had a little conversation with her on Facebook today in a private message, and we were talking a little bit. I asked her, said, "Hey, what's the big deal? What do you see? What's going on?" Because I like her insight. You know, she talks about how the mirror reflects back on us, and I thought it was pretty interesting. So, without further ado, let's bring her on.
Okay.
Hello, hello, sister.
Hello, love.
Hello.
How are you?
We're well. I'm well.
Yeah, awesome. We're in love and light. Believe
awesome.
It or not.
I don't know. I just feel like for the first time in a very long time, I see such a beautiful change occurring. And, you know, we've been stagnant as a people, especially in the spiritual community. You know, we still believe there's somebody out there to fix. Mm-hmm. And we love pointing fingers, and we like being the good guy and making them the bad guy, even in the spiritual reality. And I've been really, you know, focused on that path for about 25 years now. And in the last couple of years, I kind of came down. I came down and I became grounded again. I became an earthling.
All right.
With that reality is that I met a guy, Dan, who's a really cool friend. I call him my spiritual brother, just like you, Iggy.
Mm-hmm.
He taught me a lot about the other side of things. He made me look at alternative realities and alternative news and stuff like that. And when I started watching and I started feeling a resonance of truth with what these so-called conspiracy theorists were talking about. So I had a big education before this political arena started, you know, blossoming.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as you know, Iggy, we're in a time of great change. I believe we're entering the golden age, the age of you know, the 1,000 years of peace. And, you know, with any kind of change, there's great turmoil, you know, because people want the status quo. They want to be where they were, whether it be, you know, in their spiritual community or in their, you know, material realm. It doesn't really matter. People are afraid of change because change means I have to take responsibility for what's about to occur.
Mm.
So with that said, we are waking up as a people, as you can see. I mean, we have never seen such a rebellion. We have never, at least in my lifetime, I've never seen anything like this. And I believe that Donald Trump is the messenger. He's waking up the sleeping masses, and he's also waking up a people that thought they were superior to the rest of the world.
Interesting.
You know, what's going on now is so beautiful, and we're so blessed to be a part of this reality because now we're seeing people finally take responsibility or being forced to take responsibility for their personal doings, you know? Anyway, so that's my feelings for now. I thought maybe, you know, I thank you for the invite because I love being with you guys. But maybe there's people that want to ask questions about, you know, what we all feel about this.
For those of you who would like to call in, the call-in number is 646-595-3440. Again, that's 646-595-3440. David, you heard what Ananda said. Any takes on that? Anything you want to go with that?
You know, that's very – I love the way she approaches it. I love the way she approaches it as an awakening when a lot of people around us are so disturbed and distressed that we're on the verge of maybe having something very dark happening. But really, she's right. It's awareness. Awareness is coming to us now, and we're beginning to see things clearly. And when you see things clearly and you've kind of been in a fog for a while and you see them clearly, at first it's shocking. You might see some things that need to be taken care of that you've kind of been able to push to the side and numb and everything, you know. But it's right there in our face now. You know, this is the great time of revelation, the apocalypse, when the veil is being ripped and we can see things as they are. So, yeah, mm-hmm. and sometimes that hurts a little bit to come into direct contact with all the stuff that we've ignored for a while, but it's time to deal with it. It's time to move through it and beyond it and put it behind us, because these things that we're seeing now, the racism that's coming out, the inequalities in the social system, the, you know, the finger pointing, the name calling, it's all been under the surface. And it's comfortable when it's under the surface because we don't have to deal with it day after day, but that's why it stays there. And very, very true that you said that now it's time for us to deal with this. And Donald Trump's a perfect lead for that. You know, he's somebody we can look at and say, wow, you know, he's like a mirror. You know, what am I seeing here? I don't know, but it's shocking.
You know, yeah. I want to interject here, if I may.
Yeah, go ahead.
To me, the mirror concept that I always shared with Iggy and, you know, my students, that's what I teach, you know, that when you look in the mirror and your focal point is you, you see your faces, you see your blotches, you see your beauty, you see whatever. But in that mirror, in the spectrum of, you know, what's behind you and on either side, we choose not to look at that because we don't have to. It's in the closet, it's over in the corner, whatever. But everything in perception reality mirrors us. I actually see Trump as the messenger of God. I see everything else. It's become so apparent to me that everything else is so phony and so false, that he is so deliberately human, and he is so about change and so about hope that, you know, the old adage that all that is great is threatened or attacked. Anything that is of that magnitude, like Jesus probably was stoned, not to at all consider that the Trump, the man, is Jesus, but anything
right.
that's great, that is light, is horrifying to people. And if you really look at local media, because I do a lot of the Trump rallies and I do a lot of the other rallies, I watch them and I observe them because I'm a theologian. I love, you know, the concept of the true sense of spiritual essence. Anyway, I watch it and I observe and I see that everybody's running scared around him, you know? And it's pretty interesting. But one more thing I want to share. I had a book that I shared years ago with a lot of people for a holiday. I think it was for Christmas because it was the most beautiful book I had ever read. And I think it was by Bruce Wilkinson, and it was called The Dream Maker. And in this book, it's written as if it's written for a child. And what it talks about is when somebody tries to leave the family, tried to leave the community, how we are threatened, attacked, and tried to be pulled back into what was, you know, because nobody wants change. Nobody wants to take full responsibility for who they are, for their circumstances, for what they have made occur, whether they know it or not. And so now we are really being forced to take a seat and take a look and start being introspective. And that's why I feel hope like I've never felt before in my life. There's a sense of hope that I'm feeling. And I hope that the listeners can take a moment and just look at everything from the perspective of I am, you know?
Sure.
See what they've done to maybe perpetuate maybe what they don't want in their world, you know? Anyway, so that's all I'm going to share for now.
Exactly. You know, I was just thinking about that. I was like, you know, for how many years, I know I've done this. But for many years, I remember people going, I'm so tired of politicians. They're always lying to us. We need a businessman in office. I would hear people say that all the time. I would hear people say, you know, and, you know, not everybody said that, but there was a big population. I'm part of that population. You know, would say, you know, we really need someone who's not a politician, somebody who's really outside from it. I don't care if he's rich or poor. We just need somebody who relates to the common man in some way or common woman. And, you know, and when I was talking, see, the name of our show today is The Trump Factor and the Attraction in the Mirror, Exposed. And so the attraction is we've been asking for Donald Trump for a long time. A segment of the population has been asking for this. Not everybody, but a big segment has. And boom, here he is. Now he is. Now the powers that be are totally, you know, don't know what to do. And you said to me earlier today, go ahead. Tell them what you told me.
You're going to see such craziness in the next couple of weeks because, you know, a lot of the administration, as it has been in the last decade plus, has been all about the downfall of the people of the United States of America. You know, unfortunately, if we look and we look at the Clintons and we look at the Bushes and we look at the Obamas, they are not about our best interests. You know, we were not about our best interests as a people. We're always looking outside, fixing outside, caring for outside, when in truth what we have to be caring for is the self. Me first and then my reality. Because as I become self-actualized, as I become self-responsible, I start seeing great change in my perceptual world. I mean, my life right now is beyond anything that I ever could imagine, and I don't have any reason for it to be. There's nothing in my world that's different, you know, other than my perspective, which is it's all about me. And not in the ego sense, but in the true sense of being. We are here to fully actualize love, you know. And we want to pass the buck. We want to find the next relationship. We want to find the next deal, the next spiritual, you know, healing modality. It's all absurd because the power that is in all, it resides within the one, with the I am. And when I know that, I can nurture my soul, my spirit, my body, and everyone around me feels loved. They feel health. They feel healed. So anyway, what we're going to see in the next couple of weeks in my perceptual knowing, because I'm actually starting to discern and to detach from this reality as, you know, anything but a screen that I'm looking at now, watching what was come to pass, you know. And we're going to see a lot of attack and a lot of resistance because we are kicking and screaming as a people. We are deathly afraid of the light.
David, anything you want to add?
I'm listening and I'm thinking and feeling what we're talking about here. And this country has, at least the perception of it is, that we're very fractured and we're very, there's a lot of little divisions and little camps of opinion that are struggling to be heard right now. But I believe that we will move through this, for one thing. But another thing is we have to go through it. We have to push past these things that either artificially or actually have been keeping us apart, the race issues, the class issues, you know, the North versus South issues, the East versus West issues in this country, the fact that we can be led around by these opinions that we're given, or, you know, that we think we have about who's right and who's wrong. It's not serving our best interests. So like we were talking about earlier, it's been something that's been used to manipulate us. And so having these things on the surface, beginning to deal with them, we've got people who are Trump supporters. We've got people who are Bernie supporters, people who are Clinton supporters. But really it's about supporting us, you know, and finding our common interests, our common ground, and what it really means to be an American, because for a long time we've let other people drive us around, and now it's coming back to us.
That's very powerful, because we gave our power away. We didn't check our water. We didn't check our food. We didn't check our education. We didn't check our neighbors. What we did is we completely went to sleep and let a governmental source be our God. And now everything's coming up to be looked at. Everything. This is a time of revelation. There's nothing that's going to be hidden. So, you know, who can we blame? You know, I tell my kid about the inoculations, and I say, Aunt, I really, you know, the last inoculation that he had, he was going to get, I didn't let him have, because he got sick from the one before. And that was 30-something years ago. And he said, Ma, but I have a baby. I said, Anthony, you have to wake up and do some research. That's my gift to you as your mom. I'm telling you that you have to wake up, because we have not been taken care of as a people. We gave our power to a God called the government, or a God called the teachers, or whatever, you know, exactly what David just said. So I don't think that anything was done to us. We did it to ourselves, and we allow ourselves to stay asleep, or we're going to wake up. And it's time, you know, remember, awaken those that still sleep. I mean, that's biblical. It's time to wake up. And no matter, you know, he's waking us up in every possible way, Trump. He's doing everything he can to wake us up, because he knows about the other side. He absolutely knows that we've been controlled by a special class of hierarchy, you know? Anyway, so are there any clues, baby?
Not at the moment, but I'm curious to know, do you think that, I don't know, there's people have said that there's some rumbling up in the 1% group, you know, and there are some people who want to expose it for what it is, and some people want to break away from it and change it a little bit. Do you think Trump's that guy, or do you think Trump is just a loose cannon, or what? Even though he's changing
Trump,
the awareness.
Trump, I met Trump before. I didn't like the man. I never liked his ego because I was so not about ego, even though I had everything and I had money and stuff. But I was invited to his place years ago, Mar-a-Lago, as a Christmas Eve thing with John, because John knew a lot of people in that realm, and I refused to go. Then when I had my condo in PGA, I had two Chinese ambassadors from the United States to China. They were two of the 12 ambassadors, and they worked for Donald Trump for 30 years. They begged me if they could stay like incognito in my condo. I let them. They took me out to dinner every night. The woman told me that her whole life was about meeting me. These two people were the most spiritual people I ever met in my life. And I tell you, I hear that a lot about his administration and his people, that they're all about higher mindsets. So I tend to believe that, I mean, when I watch his things, I cry. When I watch his rally, sometimes I'm so full of bliss that I can't even tell you. Because, you know, again, don't shoot the messenger. He's
right.
Meeting people on the level that he has to meet, because a lot of the people are just regular guys. And anybody that knows Donald Trump says that's the way he is. If he goes to a ball game, he's hanging out and eating a hot dog. He's not doing anything fancy. They can't pull him in, the hierarchy. They've invited him in. He won't go. That's not about who he is. Is he? Mm-hmm. Does he have faults? Of course. We're all human. We're all flesh. But he is the messenger to awaken us in this time frame continuum. And it's up to us to either accept that or reject that. But when you look at the people that's rejecting him, it's a big, big mass of wealthy donors. These are people that want him down. And I always said from the beginning that all the candidates were running for the donors, and he was the only one that was running for the people. That's what my gut told me from the beginning. And again, I have not been political. I have not watched television for 10 years. I do it on YouTube on occasion. But I tell you, there's like this kind of adventure and excitement that I haven't felt for a very long time, because I feel like, remember I told you earlier that every kid wants a daddy like Donald Trump, a tough guy that's going to protect them, that's going to care for them. Every woman wants a guy that's going to protect them. Everybody wants somebody that will give them the impetus to go to the next level. I mean, people that are awake. The other people are either in total denial and fear, and they want to be subservient to a system. And I've worked in that class. Believe me, I've worked with a lot of people in the last 2 years. They did not want to be leaders. They wanted to be followers. They wanted me to instruct every step they take. And that's a big population. And then there's the other side that don't want anything to do with the good side, with the love side, with the peace side, with the joy side. They want to keep their power and boom, everybody else. So that's what we're living. But where is that happening? In our own mind. We have, you know, we've got that split mind. We got fear. We got love, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I ramble on because I get really excited about this reality. And I know that no matter what, change is happening. No matter what.
That's true. You're absolutely right about that. Change is happening. Regardless how we want to look at it or not, there's definitely a movement. There's definitely, we're moving into a flow that, and the wave is moving. You know, it's like the roller coaster right now. We're going through it. There's nothing that can stop it. And, you know, that was interesting to me is, you know, I mean, I'm not really necessarily a Trump supporter in the sense of, you know, but I'm listening, you know, and I'm paying attention.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
But what I did notice was how vicious his own party is towards him. Okay. So for me, you know, being in business and being having several businesses and noticing that and running for office myself personally, noticing that is huge, because when they're attacking you within your own party, and you're ruffling some really serious feathers there when you're doing that. Most of the time they just blow you off or whatever. But you know what? That to me, that's a huge statement. You know, they accuse him of being a racist. They accuse him of inciting riots. They're trying everything in their power to, you know, derail his campaign. And the more they do that, it's just more like empowered he becomes. And the people who are following and listening to him, it's like they don't buy into that crap. I guess is what I'm trying to say. They don't buy into it. You know, they see
stupid.
Yeah.
We're not stupid as a people. You know, we
right.
see what's going on. How could there be, I mean, there is not two parties anymore. There's one party, and it's the elite. There is no parties. There's the elite that wants to keep the puppets doing what they want them to do. Yeah, when you watch alternate news, alternative news, it blows you away because it's so, and they're so spiritual. They're all into the healthy foods. They're into the healthy herbs. They're into the healthy mindset. You know, there cannot be rebellion where there is peace. And this country is in total turmoil because there's such a split, as I said before, between fear and love. And the ones that are waking up into love energy, they want to change. You know, you have North Korea, you have all of you know, the big wigs, Japan now, you have all the people in Europe that he talks about with the trade deficit, rebelling. Mm-hmm. But you have Russia, who is now no GMOs, everything's organic, he's all about his people, and he's saying, yeah, go Trump. You know, he's really wanting his people to be safe and loved and cared about. The other countries are all about, you know, overmining their people. And again, this is the logic, Ananda. This isn't the spiritual Ananda. But when you watch it, it's so practical. It's showing you everything that's happening. It's like you're watching a revelation occur right in front of your eyes. And to deny that is insanity. To deny that we are being given the gift of revelation, that we're seeing what was hidden before. And we want to stay hidden. We want to go with the Bernies. We want to go with the Hillary, who is, they're all one. He's a plant. He's not even real, you know. And people believe, but he's still talking about change. So that's the competition that the elite believe they need to get Trump out of the mix. But whether he stays or not, there's a rebellion occurring, and his people are not going to let it end because they want to change. They want to awaken, you know. So, I mean, it's beautiful. For me, I feel a sense of empowerment that I haven't felt for a very long time. Self-empowerment, you know?
All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll come right back. Okay, guys? Hang tight.
Okay.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self. Welcome back to the Naked Shaman, Episode 8 with Iggy Garcia. The Trump Factor, the Attraction, and the Mirror Exposed. My guests tonight are Ananda of Love and David Tucros. And we've been talking a little bit about what's going on in the United States and just the awakening that's occurred, and the veil totally ripped wide open, because it's definitely wide open because I can see through the other side. I'm looking at it right now. Yeah, that's it. So, David, anything you wanted to add here to our talk?
Yeah, I've just been kind of listening, and it's very interesting. But this political season, this election that's come around, I know that in the past people have been like, it doesn't matter if you vote or not, the same thing's going to happen, you know. So there was a very low voter turnout, and now we've got people excited. Now we've got people who have something to either embrace or push against, you know, this energy that's out there. They're involved, they're connected, they're engaged in their own lives, in their own future, and in trying to sort it all out. So that's very different from the way it's been feeling. And, there are large energies pushing against the little guy, you know, and the rebel, the outcast, the outsider. And it's becoming apparent that we are shifting away from the status quo to something new, something different. And that's what's got people talking. That's what's got people engaged. We see millennials uniting around Bernie, for instance, or other candidates that are in unprecedented numbers, you know, that are really concerned and want to help to shape the future. And that's a good thing. That is a good thing. I remember, I'm old enough to remember when the voting age got lowered from 21 to 18, and there was quite a movement going around at that time about, you know, if I'm old enough to fight in a war, I should be old enough to vote for the people who are going to send me to war. And that was the movement of the youth then to begin to get politically engaged away from just overthrowing the government like the revolutionary movement back then, but in trying to become, you know, part of the new leadership that can move the country in a different direction. And that's exciting. That's good. That's a good thing because we need that. We need that to counteract the years and years and years of this steady distancing from Washington, D.C., from the rest of the world. You know, you vote for somebody and then they disappear. Or, you know, they're not available to you. But they come around in a couple of years or 4 years and they say, hey, you know what? I've been working hard for you in Washington and this is what I stand for and this is what I'll do when I go back. But it seems like when they go back, there's their own agenda going on. There's their own, you know, pocket that's getting lined with influence that we don't have. But now I agree, it's great. The eyes are opening, the ears are opening, and we're beginning to really perceive what's going on around us, and that is a great thing.
Now, the media has been saying, beware of the Ides of March. They've really been pushing that lately here on their newscasts and different things. I always find that kind of interesting, you know, Julius Caesar and, you know, and his regime and when he fell. What do you think of that? What do you think of that?
Oh, for me? Well,
yeah.
I kind of get that too. I kind of feel like there are forces struggling against Donald Trump that say, you know, what we need to get this guy out of the picture so that our candidates or our agenda gets back on track. And I believe that our friend Mark actually said to watch out for the third week of April because that seems to be a pivotal astrological time when things could happen with Donald Trump, whether he's sabotaged or taken out somehow of the picture, threatened, or it's a volatile time coming up. But I don't know. Time, of course, will tell. And but I feel that too.
All right, so
there's a sense of hero about him. You know, he wears a bulletproof vest, but he's all about giving autographs, hanging out in the crowds, and it's like he knows he's destined to power. You know, and I don't know. Do you have any callers?
No callers at the moment. But you know, I was talking to David, the Ides of March. You know, that's a big thing the news is promoting and pushing. And I find it curious, you know, just how things play out and, you know, how history repeats itself. Donald Trump is actually, like you said, we've come to the conclusion that he's awakened people and people are awakened. Now people are actually saying what's on their minds, you know. It's not under the table anymore. I mean, my cousins are posting things. My family's posting things. Friends are posting things. Friends are unfriending friends. Were they truly friends to begin with? You know, so, you know, I'm wondering, you know, where do we go from here? What happens next? You know, what's the next level? So what happens after we see the reflection in the mirror and we see what's happening in America and feeling that draw, that frustration that we've been harboring and holding for so long?
There's a real loud noise coming through it. It's like really like noise. I don't know what that is.
Oh,
for me, you know, I really...
It might be Hillary Clinton. I don't know.
For me, I really feel like I was talking to my son and his partner, and we were talking about this. And my son basically said, Ma, you know, you know better than anybody. We just need to be because there's nothing to really do. It's already there. Whatever is, was, and will be. And, you know, in my life, I'm so conscious and I watch everything and I see how magically things appear in my reality. You know, I think of someone, there they are. Or I'm in a place that's remote and I meet somebody I know, you know. So it is so divinely designed beyond anything we can imagine. So for me, it's to go back to the space of being love. you know, being everything that I've ever dreamed to be for me in my reality, because it really does take the one to settle into what is and just be happy, be joyous, be loving. I shared on Facebook, I don't know if you guys saw it, about an experience I had last night in Barnes & Noble, I mean in Starbucks, and it was about this red-haired, freckle-faced guy and this black dude that looked like he was homeless. He had a heavy jacket on. It was like 85 mm-hmm. degrees out. He had a cup of change. And as soon as he walks into Starbucks, he throws his change on the table and he's counting it. The dude with the red hair and the freckles turns around and says, "Man, you need money? I got money. Don't worry. I'm good. You're good." And the kid responds and says, "No, I'm okay. I'm okay." About 5 minutes later, I say the same thing. "Sweetheart, if you need something, I got cash." And he says, no, you guys are great. Thank you so much," whatever. Anyway, one thing leads to another. He's ready to leave in about 15 minutes beyond that experience. And he says, the other redhead dude says, "Hey, man, you got a place to stay?" And the kid says, "I'm all right." He goes, "If not, you got me. You can come home with me." And the tears just came down my face and said, I said, "That's the truth. That's what we are as a people. We're not about racism. We're mm-hmm. not about bigots. The true sense of the love nature of this planet basically is about caring for each other." And then a few minutes later, something else happened in alignment with that. And somebody said, "Ananda, it's because of you. You're so full of love." And yeah, maybe it is in that reality. But everybody in that perceptive reality had to be in the same love state that I was in order for that to be so eloquently placed in our reality. Mm-hmm. So what do we have to do as a people? We have to come back to love always. And I mean love in the sense that we are family, that there's nobody in our community that isn't one with us, you know, individually right. and then collectively. So that's what's going to happen, honey. The more that we stay in that love vibration and be what we want to see, the more we're going to see it, you know. And whatever's happening in the evolution of us as a planet is going to happen anyway, you know. But it's up to us as conscious selves, you and your community, David and his community, me and my community, to keep the love flowing, to keep the Absolutely. Breath balanced. And when we do that, we're not going to see what they see out there. We're going to see what we see here.
Okay.
You know? So that's just my feelings on it.
Yep, that is so true. That is so true. And it takes this sort of awakening to point that out, you know, the where it's always been. It's always been you and me, and that's where peace begins. Peace begins with you and me. It's that's the relationship. It's not about Russia and America or, you know, North Korea and America. It happens between individuals. And when you strip away all that, take away all that exterior of it, you know, and the power structures we have invested our imaginations and our intentions into, and just realize we're all just human beings on this earth, and the best way to go forward that's going to take us out of where we've been is to connect again to that love, connect again to that commonality, right. and to keep that vibration going, that love feeling going as we move out into the world, and that's what I do all day long. I try to smile at everyone. I try to give them a look, and in my eyes, I hope they see that, you know, I'm connecting with them. I love them. I may not know them, but I love them because they are all parts of what we all are, which is that great consciousness, that great God source that we talk about, you know, in so many different forms. And it's that hope, that knowledge that keeps me getting up in the morning and moving forward and spreading those seeds out there. You never know what's going to happen to them. They may grow, they may not grow, but I know that's why I'm here. I'm like Johnny Appleseed, like the rest of us, you know, tossing seeds of love out, and that's why I'm here, you know, and it's good. It feels good to be living your purpose.
Now, and imagine if we could really be all about empowerment. My whole life has been dedicated to bringing people to their self-worth, to their self-value. And if we could really live, and I said to somebody the other day, what if the only option was to be happy? What if the only option was to be healthy, was to be loved? when, you know, if we stay in that mindset of seeing the solution rather than dwelling on the problem, we change everything. You know, we shift our reality. When I see somebody, I see their flaws, but I bring them right to their heights. And I bring them through their issues. I don't make it an issue. I don't try to fix their health. I don't try to change them anymore. I try to bring them to the place that I feel that they are, you know, privy to, which is complete self-empowerment. You know, and everybody, you know, people try to get rid of the ego. I think the ego is divine because it makes us individually who we are. But when we come from a place of love, we don't worry about the ego. We don't worry about the separate selves. We see them as perfected aspects of creation itself, you know? And so, David, what you shared is so beautiful, and I really know that about you, too, that you guys are here to help me and the rest of us that are awakening at maybe a little bit of a faster rate to bring people to a place of self-value, of self-love. And then we walk hand in hand as a people that are so in love with each other. How can there be conflict in that? There can't be. There can't be. So we're on the right track.
Yes, we are. We are. I was just thinking while you were talking about that, is that we are born perfect and then convinced that we're not. You know, the rest of our lives is about convincing by being convinced by other people and ourselves that we're not. And then we have to return to that knowledge that we were born perfect. We're not broken. We're not sick. We're not sinners. We are divine beings in human form. And all the power exists inside of us and always has. And the things we go looking for to fill those imaginary holes, that's what binds us to bad relationships or bad mindsets, bad health, bad choices in our life, because we're looking to gain back that feeling of worth and wholeness that we already have. And so that's part of the mission that we're on too, is to show that to people and ourselves every day that we are love and we are loved.
Right.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Real quick, I'm just curious. I'm going to ask both of you. You can kind of chime in. I'll ask Ananda. So the mirror, the beautiful mirror that people are to us, you know, I sometimes struggle with that concept, as you know, Ananda, in the past. But I'll be the first one to admit that. But, you know, we have I think we're looking at ourselves through other people, and I think it's real fearful to think, I can't do that. I can't be like that guy. I'm not racist. I don't hate people. I don't dislike people, you know? But yet, that's not everybody's doing it, but that's what's happening. People are seeing aspects of themselves through other people. Do you guys agree with that?
That's the misconception. But that's the misconception that most people that I'm teaching, that I've taught this to, aspects of me that are still challenging within me, that you don't understand that what you're seeing is what you're feeling, not what they're doing. So your feelings, let's say, of insecurity or inadequacy might bring a situation where somebody's violated in front of you. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, because everything's our teacher. There's nothing that shows up that is not perfectly placed for us to see what we are doing within ourselves. We're either looking at the fear or we're looking at the love. So when we get that and say, what, you know, for me, I go, okay, what's going on? Why would I bring that into my reality? You know, and when then I start feeling the pangs in the solar plexus, or I might feel a pain in the back of my neck, and everything then aligns for me, and I say, okay, I got it. And when I get it, I can keep choosing again and deciding differently until it works. Because it's like a groove in the cellular structure that has certain things playing 24/7. And they're playing unbeknownst to us until we become conscious and realize that everything in our perceptual reality is there to show us. You know, every person, place, and thing, every location that we enter, every job that we do is there to show us how we value ourselves or devalue ourselves. So for me, it's an adventure all day long. That's all I do is go, okay, what was that about? And I don't do it in a way that it's going to be distracting me from my love experience. It's just an absolute pattern that I'm in now that I understand that it's all about me. And then you do change people, David. Then nobody walks away less than you are because they're only mirroring you. And if they're not in your life, let the dead be and bury the dead, because it's an idea and a belief system that needed to go, and you let go of it. So thank you, God. And now you become present with what is, and you see the new, and you see the new, and then you see those falling away that aren't congruent. But that's basically what it is, and it's so clear once you get it, and so basic and so easy to live through that mindset.
David, do you agree with
that?
Did
I answer your question?
Yeah.
Does that answer
I do, you know, and that's a lesson that took me a while to connect with again, about not being so concerned about trying to save the world, you know, or what's wrong with the world, or why can't we be this way when we're always this way, you know. That, for an intellectual person like me and such a feeling person like me, that was a real challenge for a long time in my life. And over the years, I've had teachers in the forms of friends, in the form of lovers, in the forms of people that I've met who've told me, you know what, you don't build a cathedral all at once. You build it a little piece at a time. You build something not only by yourself. You don't have to do it alone. You are just putting yourself out there, the part that you have to offer, that unique presence that you are in this world works with the presence of everything else. And it's not such a overwhelming thing where, you know, you feel like you've got to do this today or tomorrow. It's an ongoing process. You know, we are an evolution, and that evolution means that we do that. We add our part, and that's all we do. We just have to be true to that, what we're here for, the mission, as I say, that we're here for. Or at least I know that one that I came on, and many of us are awakening to be the love. You know, at times in my life, I've gone through darkness, but I've always come out of it because I just am that way. I'm just programmed to be positive, to be a love giver, to be empathetic and compassionate to. I couldn't be a bad person if I tried, you know. I just have come to realize that that's what I do. You know, I add that flavor to the world around me, and I hopefully, you know, we touch lives, we inspire others to go on, and we look at the world around us, and we begin to understand that it's not broken, it's not bad, it's just it is what it has to be. And we, by interacting with it, we're not separate from it. We're part of that too. Instead of, it's a battle. It becomes a dance, so to speak.
Nice. Ananda, anything that you wanted to say? You still with us?
I hope so.
I keep losing her for some reason, but honestly, let me see.
Oh.
Double check here. Where are we here? No, she's there. I don't know. She's.
Hello, am I on?
We keep losing you for some reason. Yeah,
you
yeah.
I
manifested right. You back. Look how it worked. It worked really quick.
I'm really high energy. What happens is I had an awakening, and this man that I love, and he's been my greatest teacher, he said to me, Ananda, in all your teaching, there's one thing that you still don't get. And I was like, what? He goes, there is no other. And that changed my life, because when you really get that in the true sense of there is no other, then you become totally self-directed. And you start realizing that that other is just mirroring you. And then you start playing with the magic. Then you start realizing, all I got to do is change that, and that changes. All I got to do that, and that. And it really becomes so beautiful. And then you cannot be a victim to circumstances ever. Because you take, people say to me, Ananda, why do you take responsibility? Excuse me, that's just me doubting me. I have to. That's my lifeline. Because I know that when I change, everything changes in my perceptual reality. It is such a powerful knowing. And most people, but Ananda, what are you talking about? There's that guy, there's your body, isn't that you? No, it's not. It's just a fabrication of what I believe I am. And when you and that's from the Upanishads, and that's from all the sacred teaching, there is no other. You know, I sometimes I'm talking to people on the phone, and I get silly. I want to hang up the phone because I think it's ridiculous. I'm just talking to myself. I'm talking to myself right now. So the phone is a prop that I use to keep you and me separating. It's crazy stuff. You know, so if you could really conceptualize the idea that you are it, could you see how you could make great change occur in your reality? And everyone in your perceptual reality benefits from it because they're all on your stage showing you exactly what you asked them to play in this play called Iggy's Life. Oh, yeah,
like
but
that.
He did that to me. Okay, so why did he do it to you? What about you brought that on? What about you was feeling not so great about yourself?
Iggy's
you know?
Life.
It's just a possibility that you may guys want to consider. It's just a little lucky strike extra that you might want to just say, well, maybe I should play for a day or so, believing that it's all about me. And you could see then, because we're opening up to a higher conscious anyway. You know, what I'm sharing is already happening. People are waking up to this all over the world. So that's just, again, my opinion.
I like it. We attract the right people into our lives, don't we?
We are. There's us.
that's what I'm
we
saying.
Have different bodies.
We attract.
Have you?
We attract the
have
right
you guys
people.
Ever checked that? Have you ever checked Alan Watts out? This man is me. I feel like I reincarnated. Like he was a walk-in and he came in my body. Because let me tell you, everything he shares is what I've come to realize. You know, and he basically says that people in Greek or in Latin means mask.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been using that mindset, that, you know, in my classes, that let me give you the mask. You're wearing that, the mask of sorrow, the mask of fear, the mask of insecurity. But it's all me. It's so profound and so basic at the same time when you understand that. And now everything then becomes manageable. Now you could look at the guy in North Korea and say, what a little angel. Look at him. He's so frightened. What am I going to do to change that in me? How am I going to make him feel secure and loved? And then all of a sudden you hear that the guy had an awakening. And he wants to give everybody candy.
give him a few margaritas. I think it'll be fine.
Okay. I'm launching a missile full of candy. Skittles.
There you go. Let me show you my piñata.
A piñata.
Oops.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's hysterical. Anyway.
You have fun sometimes, you know. You can't. I
thank you for inviting me. I love being with you guys. It was such a beautiful experience. Thank you so much.
All right, Ananda. I want to thank
you
for being on with us.
Yes. We hope
so
to see you sometime. Come on up again for the 1,000 drummers or something.
I would
yeah.
love to. I need a vacation, so maybe I will. We'll see.
All right. Love
all
you.
Right,
beautiful. Be the light. Don't forget. Don't
all right.
forget the light. You got the light. Okay, bye. I love you guys.
Bye, Ananda.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Okay.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
You're listening to WithInsightsRadio.com.
I'm Iggy Garcia, joined by my good friend David Two Crows. We are live here in Columbus, Ohio. This is the Naked Shaman Episode 8, The Trump Factor, The Attraction, and The Mirror. So we covered a lot of topic in a short period of time, and I'm glad Ananda got on to explain a little bit, because I know it's been a hard topic for a lot of people to embrace that reality, and especially the metaphysical community and the holistic community has been kind of tough about it. But
yeah.
It's good to see that, you know, someone in our community, you know, actually embraces it in a much different way and sees it in a much different light. That's actually refreshing for me, because I was concerned too for a while, and I was kind of getting on the bandwagon and creating. And then I found that I was getting really angry. I was getting really frustrated. I was getting really, really, I don't know, just kind of, I was kind of feeling like those protesters. Oh yeah. If I don't stand up in it, you know, we might have Hitler too, you know, on our hand, you know? And I'm thinking, wow, man, you know, I don't think America would allow that to happen. I do think America does wake up and say, hey, you know what? We are tired. And the establishment to be is obviously paying attention, because if they weren't, you know, they would be in a big, big heap of trouble. I don't know who's going to win this thing. I don't know what's going to happen. I have my theories and my projections and my connections in the spirit world of what might go on. But, you know, any possibility can play out at this time, in this moment. It could be one key word, you know. Donald Trump could turn into a real nice guy, and all of a sudden everybody goes, he's just like everybody else, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And just completely do a 180 on everybody, and next thing you know, everybody's like, you know, you lose them. I doubt you're going to lose them, but, you know, it could happen.
It could. But I love the way Ananda approaches it, because she is basically putting it back on us and saying, you're seeing in Donald Trump what you are afraid of, you know. And, yes, it's challenging, but we need the challenge. Because if we say we're love and light, and we say that we see the divine in everyone, then we need to see the divine in Donald Trump. We need to see the divine in Bernie Sanders. We need to see the divine in Hillary Clinton. We need to see the divine in ourselves, in that cop down the street, in that homeless person that we pass by and maybe walk across the street to avoid. There's divineness in that. And mm-hmm. when we start to put ourselves away from it, or push away from it, or, you know, reject it and fear it and become aggressively against it, then we have lost the connection. We've lost the connection that is going to turn the tide here, you know. The only way we can be kept in bondage is if we choose it, is if we choose to react in that way. And I appreciate the lesson from tonight, because I was also going down that road and also in fear and also going, you know, we can't have this man as president. But you know what? It almost doesn't matter who's president if we're in control of ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know? It almost doesn't matter, because we will we make our lives what it is, you know, and we invest too much of that idea into a figurehead or, you know, a concept. We put God outside of ourselves. I've said this before, when God really mm-hmm. is in us, not on a cross, not on a throne, not on a pedestal, not in some far-off land called heaven. God is here now, looking through your eyes and living through your heartbeat and your voice, you know. That's where God lives. So look in the mirror and see yourself and see God, and that is all you need, you know. And if everyone can wake up to that and go, you know what, we are all connected, we're all divine, and that's good. And then Donald Trump will be Donald Trump. It's just a human being, you know. You want to give him a hug.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to be a challenge for some people to see, you know, that in them reflecting back the feelings that they reflect back inside of them and outwardly exposing that.
Yes.
It's just like some posts I responded earlier about the African Americans who actually support Donald Trump. You know, I posted them. I usually don't get involved in those things, but I posted. I say, hey, you know what? Latinos and Hispanics, you know, just because they're Latino and Hispanic, the biggest bond that we have is just that we speak the same language. It doesn't mm-hmm. necessarily mean that we're all in agreement from where we're from. Some are Mexican, some are Costa Rican, some are Peruvian. They all have their own cultures, their whole, you know, whole traditions, their own indigenous ways. And to think, you know, and to think that everybody has to bandwagon together on one, in one area, one topic against one thing and come together, that's not unifying. You're not unified when you're not in agreement, you know. And you can't expect the whole black population to just jump on one way because, you know, everybody was oppressed at one time. Native Americans were oppressed, but they don't just all jump on it. You know, I choose not to think that way anymore. I choose to think, well, you know what? It happened. Let's move forward. We don't forget, but we move forward. You know, we honor our elders.
Right.
And we honor our ancestors. And we know that they perished. We know they died and they went through some horrendous things. But now's the chance to make it better, to make a better world, to make a better place, and not get become the victim, like Ananda said, to become victimized and stuck in that story that perpetuates in our head and plays round and round and round and round, and it's fed by a certain groups of leaders in our communities who feed that. There's people in the Hispanic community who feed that story round and round. Oh, yeah, well, we're minorities. We're minorities, you know. you know, the white man's putting us down, or, you know, the government's putting us down. And then, you know what, you hear that enough, you start to believe it. And so all of a sudden here comes a bunch of people, and they're throwing their ideas out. For some reason, America right now, a segment of the population is on board with Donald Trump. I can't stop that. The only thing I can do is watch it from afar and say, wow, that's something's going on here. Something's happening. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm playing a part in it, but I just don't know how I'm playing a part in it. Maybe I'm just the casual observer. Maybe I'm the critical eye. Maybe I'm just supposed to watch from afar. But there are people who are engaging, people who are changing, making a difference in their lives because they know they have to, because nobody else will make that difference for them. They've had enough leadership in this world, and they've had enough decades they've lived, and nothing has changed. Everything's the same. And, you know, they're going to move into directions that flow and resonate with them. And I think for a lot of people, Donald Trump's message resonates because he speaks how a lot of people speak. You know, it's not even about being presidential and what the world thinks. Who cares what the world thinks? The world doesn't pay my paycheck, and the world, you know, I can care less what happens in Peru. I can care less what happens in Russia. Because you know what? I live here. I live here in America. I have to live here. And so I have to deal with the people who I put into office, people I entrust in my health care, people who I entrust in, you know, my educational, you know, foundation for my children and my grandchildren. So I can't worry about what happens in another country and care less what they think about our country, because I have enough to do here in my country, in this country I call the United States of America. So all I can ask people to do is just do your best, just do your best and try to figure out what's going on. But I know one thing, what you resist persists. So if you're resisting it and you're pushing it and you're trying to push it away with the same type of force and the same type of energy, it doesn't help. It doesn't change. It stays the same or it gets bigger.
Absolutely. No, I agree completely 100%. I think you put it just perfectly, that we, you know, we need to shift the focus from what's wrong to what's right, from what's wrong with the others to what's right about me and what I can do and what I can't do. And, you know, it's challenging because we want to be able to look at other people to blame them. Or, you know, oh, they, you know, the government failed and it's their fault. And we, you know, we do, but it's not really, it's not, there's not even a fault involved. Things just are what they are. And unless we change the nature of ourselves and the way that we approach things, then we're going to keep getting the same results. Like you said, what you resist persists, you know, and it's that hand, the hand of love and the hand of fear, you know, that we reach out every day and make our connections and our decisions by. So, yeah, it is a big wake-up time. It is a big wake-up time here in this country, and anything can happen. And I think that's exciting. For some people, that's very fearful, you know, because they like a little predictability in their lives. They like to know that, you know, at the end of the day, that things are going to be the same tomorrow, basically, and that there's stability. But there really isn't stability at all in this world. It's only an illusion. So when we come to the fact and the realization that, you know, there's change afoot and we can fall in line with the change, and we can be part of it, or we can resist and cause ourselves as much suffering around us. But it's going to be interesting to see it play out, and it's got everyone's eyes focused now. You know, I don't think there's anyone really who's just says, whatever. You know, it's just the same old game. I think there's people who are really were on the sidelines now, and they want to be on the playing field. And we need that input. We need people to be awakened and energized and moving in a direction. And yeah, it's going to be hard sometimes to watch. It's going to be conflict coming up between old ideals and new ones, and old grudges and prejudices are going to be brought to the surface. But all that is part of the process. You know, you can't get better until you see this sickness. You can't cure something until you get rid of the disease that's down inside. And that's part of holistic medicine, and it's also part of holistic living and the way we're living now. So anyway, I've spoken enough. I'm done.
Yeah. Regardless of what happens, we have to adjust. You know, whoever wins the election, we have to adjust to, you know, the party and what things they are. And you know what? We challenge it even when it's in power.
Right.
And I'm with you. I think we're done as well. I'm done as well. I think we covered a good topic. I think we talked about things that were really on our mind and things that, you know, that maybe other holistic practitioners and other people who are awakening wanted to say, you know. You know, there are people out there who don't necessarily agree with what we're saying, but there's other people who do. And it's not that we're trying to agree. It's that we're just trying to bring awareness in a different point of view. So with that,
yeah.
I would say that's a wrap, my brother. And
All right.
And tomorrow, Spontaneous Spirit Talk Radio will be on. And hopefully Adriana can join me on that. And I will
what
see
time
you.
Is that?
That's at 7, usually at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay. And you're welcome to join us as well.
Well, hey.
All right, my friend.
You never know. That's right. I love you. Take care,
I love
brother.
You too, man. Be well, bro. Well, we hope you enjoyed this episode of The Naked Shaman, Episode 8, The Trump Factor, The Attraction, in the Mirror. What is a shaman? Who really knows? You know, a shaman becomes a vessel and allows spirit to flow through them. It means one who walks between worlds, one who becomes a helper to another and helps the other person to self-heal. And they also heal themselves. And the shaman is a person who works through the layers, brings back the pieces and the parts. So on this show, we explored the metaphysical, the holistic, healing, the challenges, and we challenge the questions, what we think to be true. In our time, the veil has ripped open, and now it's completely exposed. So I ask you guys just to look at life in a way that is beautiful, expanding, unlimited potential, without limited beliefs. So look at the world. Be grateful in receiving. Enjoy the presents that are presented to you by spirit. And with that, I want to say good night. Ho'oponopono, much love, and I'll see you guys next time.